Om Shanti. It is our great pleasure that Brother Brij Mohan is with us. He is traveling from Delhi and he is editor of our Purity newspaper. And he has been associated with Baba's work more than 50 years now. And his whole family, his parents and other people from the family are associated with Baba's children and Baba's family. And he is involved with Baba's very special work in Delhi to meeting presidents and prime minister and all the political leaders. And he has traveled so many parts of the world to spread Baba's message. One of the very good speciality I always touched by Brother Brij Mohan is humor. He always shares everything with so much entertaining way and makes all of us laugh and brings funny feelings and makes us happy. So we all will welcome Brother Brij Mohan with one hand, waving your one hand. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Madhuban is the junction of all Baba's centers, and here we meet each other and feel very pleased with the unlimited family. Just as there are different patterns in the sky every day, so whenever we come to Madhuban, there are different sights, brothers and sisters from different parts, so we enjoy the new sights and new scenes. Today is Bab Dada's meeting day, so our minds are all tuned to what Bab Dada is going to tell us. And Bab Dada always takes into account up to today our stage and gives us a more refined medicine so that we can make up in the remaining time, which is getting shorter and shorter, and also tells us something about the future, because Baba is Trikaldarshi. So we are all looking forward to that important meeting. And in between, I have been asked to talk about, I think, possible, impossible, something like that. So I think I should also confine myself to only my possible, impossible experiences with Sakar Baba and Angelic Baba. First of all, the word possible is the main word and impossible is only exception. Because just as we say vegetarian, vegetarian is the main word and non-vegetarian is the exception. Similarly, possible. So, it is possible, everything is possible. Napoleon said impossible is the word in the dictionary of fools. So, this possible is the main thing. How it becomes impossible? And then how Baba makes that impossible possible, I will tell from my own experience with Baba. You know, it was as has been announced, I am in Gyan for the last 55 years. So in the very beginning, when I joined, because of my parents, May their soul rest in peace. Achha, so I was studying in Delhi, capital of India, where you are all going to take your next birth after it is cleaned and cleared. So I was studying law. Of course, there will be no law and no advocates in the golden age. So I just study and never practiced. So studying law and also what is called chartered accountancy. In different countries, in US it is called CPA, Certified Public Accountant. In UK it is called chartered accountant. Some such exam is there for accountancy profession. So I was just in my final year. So myself, my father, Lokik father, and my younger brother, who was studying in 11th standard, we all went to Baba and told what was our wish. So my father said, he was so enthused with Gyan, so overjoyed, so much having all the insight and what is going to happen. He said he immediately wants to leave his job and become full-time Brahma Kumar, surrendered. I was neutral. My brother also was neutral because our father was present. We thought, let Baba reply to our father. So Baba said to him that you have a family and Gyan does not tell you to not to take care of your family, so you continue in your job. Then Baba looked at my younger brother, only 11th standard student. Baba told him, you leave your studies and devote full time to Baba's Gyan. To myself, Baba said, you are in the final year, so you complete your study. I was also thinking that destruction is going to come in a few months. Why I should waste my time for 1 year? But Baba knows best. So as per directions, my younger brother left the studies, myself continued, my father continued. In retrospect, we found that my younger brother had very few years to live further. So he did lot, some very, very important Baba's jobs in those days, and then he left the body. So Baba could foresee and made him to do something very important so that he can have a good bank account for the future. When I qualified within the year, in normally the chartered accountants, they open an office and start practicing as auditors of accounts. So I also did the same. In Delhi, there was the best business area. I got an office in a hotel and started my practice. And after a few months only, we went to Baba. So the first thing Baba asked me was, have you qualified your exam? I very proudly said, yes. Then Baba said, what are you doing? I more proudly said, Baba, my father has good influence, so I have got an office in a very prominent area, business area, and I have started practice. So Baba told me to come closer. I was already standing close. He said, come closer. So I went little more close to Baba. Then Baba told me, what do you need for your living? Little food? Why you have started this practice in which you have to tell lies and all that, do fudging of accounts? You better go and join some government service. Finish. I said, yes, Baba. So, it is Baba's promise to all Brahmins that even once in your lifetime, only once, if you follow Baba Srimat on some important matter, then Baba is under contract to help you up to the end. That is a promise, and Baba is still keeping it. I am watching it. So therefore, I went back to Delhi, never went to my office, told my younger brother to pack up the accounts of whosoever I had taken, returned. The furniture was sent to some Brahma Kumari centers. I could recognize this is the table of my office. They didn't know. Anyhow, so what I did was, first time I saw the, situations vacant column in the newspaper. Now you only watch that column if you need. And the first job of chartered accountant, which I cited, which was vacant, I applied for that by writing an application by hand, in handwriting. I didn't even know that you have to type out an application. So I just hand wrote and sent it. Now because Baba was behind it, so I got a call for the interview. Now that was an area in Punjab, north of India, where there is the largest, highest state gravity hydroelectric power and dam, water dam. 80 miles of water collected behind that wall of 120 feet. Highest dam in the world. If it cracks, Delhi will be filled with water up to 9 feet. So there, I got a job in the fertilizer corporation. But how I got it is very interesting. Because something impossible made possible. So while I was traveling from Delhi to that city by night train, there were 7 boys also going for the same interview. They were all chatting with each other in good English, joking, chatting. And I was sitting in a corner, silent, alone by myself, and wondering that these boys are so fluent in speaking English. My English is Punjabi English. Now also, I have learnt by meeting double foreigners, otherwise I couldn't speak at all. So, I was wondering, they are so confident, they are so smart, how will I get the job? So they were talking all the subjects. I was just sitting in the corner, only thinking, what is going to happen to me? Now, when I went there, the interview took place. There were 5 persons in the committee, and they asked me 4 questions. And because I had left my studies, all questions related to the studies, which I had forgotten. You know, Brahma Kumaris are likely, Kumars are likely to forget very easily the worldly things, and especially studies, etc. And there is some sort of chloroform, spiritual chloroform, which is always around us. So I had forgotten all that, and they asked me, first question, I couldn't reply. They all nodded like this. Second question, again like this. All the 4 questions, they were nodding like this. The last question was, what salary, what pay packet you expect? No, I didn't know at all what is salary, what is increment, what is advancing, nothing. I said, whatever you will give me. That was my reply. Finish. And to my surprise, all others were rejected. I got the offer. I went. I joined. And when I joined, there was a natural question that a person who was all having all the negative, this thing, how? And I had myself observed they were so smart, so good. How all were chartered accountants, how I got the job? So I inquired from the personnel department. They told me that this is a government company. They had a rule that they will keep only people at the minimum of the pay scale. I didn't know what is pay scale. And they wanted young people so that they can continue in the job And all the other boys, because some of them were already employed, some thought that it is a remote area, how the company can keep people at such a low salary. They knew all that. So they asked for higher salary. So because of that, otherwise my qualifications were equal to them. So I got the job. Now this is number one. This can be accidental or... Now next thing. The company was very big and they required 8 chartered accountants to run their department. So after a month they re-advertised the same job with higher salary. Salary 1.5 times of what they had previously offered to attract more people. Now, because I had already joined, my salary was raised to 1.5 times within the month. And if had that been so in the beginning, I would have been out, they would have been in. So you can see how Baba got me the job in such a nice way. Okay. Now come further. For 17 long years, I was in that job. And in between, the company had expanded to many parts of India and in parts where we don't have centers. So I came to Madhuban, asked Baba, Baba, the company has got a branch in Assam and there is no center in Assam. And they wanted, encouraged the existing officers to be transferred to new units so that they get experienced people. And they are offering me some more money. Shall I go to Assam? Baba said, does Baba go out of Mount Abu? There are so much rain there, big, big mosquitoes. Why you go there? No, don't go there. So like that, for 17 years, I continued in the same job and even I rejected offers of little more money for going to other companies. Then, you know, in our own corporation, which became very big, sometimes there were interviews for higher jobs. So, in one such interview took place, and people from of my status from other units also came for interview. So, as usual, you know, I was interviewed, and again, all the answers were such that they nodded like this. Why? Because I only confined myself to my table, my job, which I did very well. Everyone appreciated, but I did not even enter the company's factory till then, because I thought my, you know, administrative office is always different from the factory, outside the premises of the factory. I never thought the need to go inside. Why should I go? I was doing my job properly. As Baba says, only Baba, nothing else. And I was doing godly service. So they asked me questions. How the fertilizer is made, what is ammonium nitrate and so on and so forth. I knew nothing about that. I had never seen the plant. So they are like that. Now interview ended. It was held in Delhi. Now I came back to my home, which was a center also. So my parents gave me food. I said, no, I am not hungry. I have not fared well in the interview. My father said, oh, Baba is there. He said, Baba never says that you defame me like this by failing in the interview. I am not having appetite. My father again said, no. Have meal, Baba is there. I said, I have myself noticed all my answers were wrong. And this time there is no excuse because I have worked in that factory for many years. So I am not hungry. So still he forced me to take some food. Okay. Now I went back to my job and all the time I was thinking, counting days, when that the order will come, result will come, whereby I may become junior to my equal person and I may have to work under him, which was to be a very humiliating position. Now finally the result came, order came, and the order was that the committee of the interview was not properly constituted, So the interview is quashed, finished. And also further, up to a particular post, very high post, no interviews will be held hereafter for the departmental candidates. They will be promoted on the basis of their reports, confidential annual reports. So not only I escaped that problem, but also I was saved for so many years from appearing in the interview. Okay? Again, it was a direct help. Because I was all the time Baba first, Baba service first, this job later. So much so that whenever Baba called us to Mount Abu, I was in a job, I had to take leave and come, but I used to reach first of all. And Baba had given me the nickname of Wooden Khatola, which means, I don't know what it means when you translate, huh? Wooden Khatola, acha, like that. Just as Vedanti Bhain is called Flying Angel, something like that. Okay. Now, some more stories like this. Baba says that if you overcome or if you practice any discipline very strongly, just as in the Laukic studies, once you qualify one exam, you don't have to appear for that again. Only you have to appear for the next one. Similarly, I was observing the food of discipline of food very strongly, that I won't take anything from outside. And I was used to it so much so that when my post was raised, I had to appear in many committees. In those committees, tea and biscuits were served to all officers. I was not taking that. So once I wrote to Baba, because sometimes the officers will laugh, oh look, this person is thinking us untouchable, something. So I wrote to Baba, Baba, such situation takes place. Baba says, who has told you not to take, otherwise they will feel insulted. I am authorizing you to take tea in the committee meetings. Okay. Baba's letter, handwritten letter was with me. Still, my sanskar had become so strong that I was not able to take it. So much so, and I thought, now they know whatever had to happen. Now they all know that I don't take. Why should I now start taking? So I was not taking. When Baba was writing that letter, Ramesh Bhai of Bombay was also sitting with Baba in Mount Abu. He is also a chartered accountant, but he is practicing. So Ramesh Bhai said to Baba, Baba, can I also take? Because my clients also offer me tea. Baba said, no, you cannot take. Because you are the master of your office, your clients are only clients. But he has to be with the officers of a organization, so your cases are different. Anyhow, now it so happened that for the first time, it was a very big organization, our company's workers went on strike. They struck work. I had come for on the weekend to Delhi to my parents. When I went back on the Monday, so there was a strike declared and nobody was going to the office, and the workers had blocked all the entrances and they were playing hot and cold. Sir, you should not go inside. And the one was saying, let us see how he goes, like that. So they were stopping all the entrances. So we got a phone call from our management that there was a foreigner's hostel uphill, and the foreigners who had constructed the plant, they had a hostel which was vacant. All of us officers were called and a meeting was held. They decided that the factory is automatic, so the government has directed it to be run. But the officers, technical and non-technical, will manage the whole show, and non-technical officers like us will manage different departments like transport, telephones, so on and so forth. So they had got a police van with police bus, and all the officers were to be put into that and sent inside the factory. I suddenly thought that if I am sent inside, I don't take outside food, and perhaps in the factory, I don't know how many days the strike may last, and I will have to take their food. So I decided in my mind that when my turn comes and I am told to enter the bus, I will resign. I will say no. So just this was the thought in my mind. So when my turn came, suddenly the chief manager, the managing director, he put his hand on my shoulder and he told others, I think we should keep one finance person outside. And why? Because we have got loyal staff, some workers were working, we have got teachers, we have got hospital, so they have to be paid money and some purchases have to be made to send food and supplies to the workers, so let him remain outside. Now this was again a help and I had decided that I will leave the job. So I found that once you overcome something, then you get the help to maintain that from Baba. So for 19 long days, that strike continued. And because all the officers were living in the same area, so in the morning their wives used to phone me, take medicine for my husband, take sweater, etc., etc., which I will collect and take to that hostel. From there with the police it was sent inside. And I was only supposed to be there for during normal office hours, that is 10 to 6. And they were all there for 24 hours inside for 19 days. Additionally, I was supposed to make one salary payment during that period. So that is an interesting story, but nothing to do with Baba, so I am cutting short. So what happened that I paid the salary, I had never handled cash being an officer. And I was told them by the management that, look, even if you pay something more or less, doesn't matter, you go ahead. So I got one assistant. We paid the salary. Only 100 rupees extra were paid to a school teacher lady. She returned it to us. So all the salary was paid correctly. And I got an appreciation letter in the end that he has handled this very nicely, this whole thing. You see, and also one increment. So therefore, how Baba helps. Now many times there used to be small tests. But my thought was Baba service first, all other things later. So I will give you one or two instances. Once I had to come to a city near Delhi called Muzaffar Nagar. There was some program, and that was on a Sunday, that was to be held from morning to evening. And I came from my city to that place. The railway train started from my city. So therefore there was no problem, I came there in the morning. So we had to go to meet various officer, mayor, magistrate, then hold a function. And by the night I had to go back by the same train to my place. So whole day I worked joyfully. At night I came to the railway. It's a very small railway station. The train halts only for 2-3 minutes. And train starts from Delhi in the night about 9:30. So at about 10:30 it reaches that place. So I had no railway reservation, nothing. And I thought that I'm so tired physically. I decided to test my power of what you call stability of mind. So I decided that I will stand at a particular place on the railway platform. The compartment that will come in my front, only that I will enter, no wavering, no looking for vacant space. And let me see. And it was my record. I have never travelled without reservation or a sleeping seat throughout my life. Now, the train came, and I first, for a few seconds, my mind thought of wavering. Then I said, no, I may have to go standing on one leg, but I will not waver. I will enter only the compartment that comes in my front. Now see what happens. I entered. It was only night just begun, 1 hour only from the station. So all the upper seats in the where people sleep normally, it's a luggage seat but people sleep, were occupied by people who were to sleep. Others were sitting, smoking, playing cards and talking and chatting. So there were 5 cabins. So I went to the first cabin, fully occupied, second cabin, third. The last one, I thought perhaps my decision was wrong, because why should I have thought like that and start testing the powers? But as I reached the fifth one, what happened? One fellow rolled his bedding and went down and went out. And I slept on that seat. And I had 2 tears in my eyes. How is it that this person had to get down here, but he was waiting for me to come? He did not get down earlier. Had he got down immediately, another one from down below would have occupied that seat. So I tested, firstly, Baba's service full day. Secondly, determination. So I got that seat. And this is not once, at least dozens of times such things have happened. So I will narrate you another one to further, so that you can enjoy this story. So what happened? For the first time in Bihar, state of Bihar, the capital city Patna, a very big program was to be held, in which for the first time the chief minister of that state had to come in a stadium. And I used to run to all such services. So, because of my job, I decided to book my railway reservation in advance for going and coming both, and no problem. But just as I was nearing that date, my mother, Laukik mother, fell sick, ill in Mathura. She was also at a center. So my problem was whether to attend to my mother or to the service. And I had my slogan, service first, mother will be taken care of by Baba. But still I thought, Laukik duty. So Mohini sister, who is here, you know, round Mohini Dadi's Brahmani. So she was at my center, she was trans messenger. And in those days, it was very easy to get trans messages quickly. I used to get every month 4 or 5 messages. So I sent her in trance, Bhayanji, you go, and asked Baba whether anything serious is going to happen to my mother, so that I change my plan and go to meet her. But my internal desire is I should go for service. So Baba sent the message that there is nothing very serious about it, but you go to do service, but instead of staying there for 2 days, you stay there for only 1 day. Do your lecture, etc., and return. And on the way, because that city fell on the, meet your mother also and come back. Very good. Now the only snag was that when I return from there, I have no reservation. My reservation is next day. So our railway minister, Om Prakash ji, he was also there. Everyone assured me, don't worry, you will get this. I said, now I have to come, doesn't matter. Same thing happened at the Patna station. There is a train called Tufan Mail. Tufan means storm. So it is a train is named, it's so fast. So at that train came, all the brothers and help tried to help me. But that station, is there is so much unruliness. The conductor runs away and people just crowd and they push. There is no law and order in that area. So I entered. They tried to look around, nothing was available, so the train started. And I was standing with my luggage near the toilet as you enter. Now one lady was also standing there with her child. I asked her casually, sister, you have a reservation? She said, yes, I have my reservation, but the conductor is not to be seen. Perhaps he will come and tell me. Meanwhile, one Bengali gentleman with his loin cloth and all that came for toilet. He saw the lady. He had some mercy for her. He thought she is with me. He asked, "Do you have reservations?" I said, "She has, but I don't have." He said, "Okay." So after coming out from the bathroom, he took me with him, and he was a railway employee under transfer with 9 seats, all his family, children, etc., going somewhere near Mathura. So he told me to, "You take this seat, and doesn't matter, I will put my small kids together." Again, I had 2 tears in my eyes. How possible that at this juncture also, I get this help? So these are small, small incidents. There are big ones also. So I will tell you another small, I don't know the time. I met an accident, scooter accident, a fatal accident in my city where the roads were very empty. And there was no reason for meeting an accident, but drama. I used to take after lunch time of the sister to across the river, there is a river, to a small Gita Pathshala. Leave her there, and when my office is over, bring her back. So on that day also I did the same, and that was a salary day, pay was in my pocket. On return, I went to take her, but I don't know what happened. Thereafter, I found myself in the hospital. And lying on a bed, I saw the sister is also in the hospital, lying on the bed. Later on, I learnt what happened. So, my face had swollen so big, and one of our company officer was sitting by my side. Slowly, slowly, he told me, "Look, you met an accident, a lady died, and now sister was on your pillion, and you are in the hospital, government hospital, not our own, because of accident case." So he slowly narrated, okay. Now, for about 10 days I remained in the hospital. I am very afraid of this injection, now not, but at that time, injection, etc. So, but on those days, doctor will come, or anybody, I will say, come, give me injection. For 9 days it was happening. On 10th day, when I became my normal self, I said, "Doctor, why you are giving me injection?" So during that period, I did not have suffering even like a headache. Like normal, I will tell sister, "You are also here, okay." So it was going on. Suddenly, after 10 days we were discharged, they were thinking brain hemorrhage, it didn't take place, we were discharged. As I reached my house, I got a phone call from my mother. "I learned that you are in hospital because it has appeared in a newspaper." She read that. I said, am I talking from hospital or my house? "You have rung my house or hospital?" I said, "It's okay." So everything was fitted well. So as a result of that, I want to tell you that a BK meeting such situations, apparent it may look to anybody, oh, but inside, no suffering. This I have experienced myself. Now as a result of that, I was advised not to drive the scooter. Later on I learned that the lady who was killed, she was deaf and dumb. She had some relative in a hospital in the city. She used to be brought by somebody every day. That day, that person said, "Now you know the hospital, you go." I don't know what happened, but because she was deaf and dumb, she could not listen to this and came in front, something like that. So I wrote to Baba, "Baba, I have killed a person, so I am feeling guilty." So Baba replied to me, "These days people, human beings are like mosquitoes, doesn't matter at all." So I was light. That letter was with me. And I did not intentionally kill, actually I was, might have gone, soul might have gone, my own. So, now as a result, I was advised to buy a car instead of scooter. In those days in India, cars were very rare and a government employee could easily get it because of being a government servant. So I got a car, and now the car was not to be available in my city, it was to be purchased in Chandigarh, which is a bigger city. So I had booked the car, and the day its delivery had to be taken was a Saturday. and I had to go to another city for godly service, Saharanpur, where the governor was coming, so I was booked to go. Normally a worldly person will think, oh, car in those days, rare car, black market on that price. One will go, okay, first time buying a car, which color and what. So I never bothered service first, so I decided. My own assistant in the office, his in-laws were in Chandigarh, and he used to go there every weekend. So I gave him authorization, etc., etc., you buy the car and come. On Monday when I returned to my job, he brought the keys of the car. Here is the keys of the car. I told him, is it white? He said, yes, but how do you know? Up to now I don't know how I knew it was white. Then he told me also that there were three colors. In those days there was no color choice. One blue, one rust color and one white. He thought that white will be better. Then I thought if I had gone, I would have also chosen white. So therefore, Baba made up, because I went for godly service, my decision was the same as he did. And I told in advance like that. So now, such like situations in the Sakar Baba's time, many, 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 many. Now I come to Avyakt Baba, because my time is short. Up to how long can I continue? Huh? Acha. Now, how I left my job, it is also very interesting. After 17 years, before my leaving the job, Baba had become Avyakt. So I came to meet Baba. In those days it was easy to talk to Baba because we were in a room. We could talk in the Pandav Bhavan. So Baba just asked me, you are doing both Laukik job and godly service. I used to move about in Punjab area, and out of 52 Sundays, about 48 Sundays I was out here and there doing service, enjoying. Now, Baba said, you are doing both Laukik and Alaukik. What is your preference? Will you like to do only Laukik or you want to continue both? I was very comfortable in my office also, working only for 5 minutes, signing, 17 years old person, same job. So, no problem getting good money and good status. So I said, Baba, to me it is both the same. Baba again asked me, do you want to do godly service only or both? I said, Baba, to me. Baba said, tell your preference. Even then I said, to me it is the same. Okay. I was followed by a sister from Gujarat who was a school teacher. She told to Avyakt Baba, Baba, I want to leave my Laukik job and do only godly service. Then Baba pointed out and pointed towards me, look, I have asked him, and he says it the same to me. You also think Baba has kept you in your Laukik job, and whenever Baba will want, desire, Baba will get you. This I remember. Over. This scene is over. Now, in between, next time again I come, then Baba says, have you made anyone like of you? What you called Aapsaman. Aapsaman ko kya kehte hain? Yeah. One. Baba says if you make one equal to you, then you are free for doing the job. So, I was running about in Punjab to various centers. Have you made anyone equal to you? I thought in my mind, perhaps I am going to leave the body. Baba is asking me, have you made anyone equal to you? So, then Baba read my thought and said, no, nothing like that. But it is better that you make one equal to you so that you are easy. So thereafter, I intentionally started. Immediately at that time, two faces emerged in my mind, in front of Baba itself. One of Brother Amir Chand of Punjab, now who is doing that service which I was doing. Another brother, Lakshman of Punjab. So both were helping me otherwise also. So Amir Chand was too young. He was he couldn't go to the center so freely, and they couldn't talk so freely as I. And the other one was more successful in rural areas, because he was an educationist in the rural areas. But both were very pakka good Brahma Kumar. So I thought I will tell them to start, make them aap saman. So next time, 3 months after Baba would come, in between whatever functions were there, I made some excuse. I said, I cannot come, you please go, like that. So Amir Chand used to go more. Lakshman had a yugal also. So she used to hold him back. You are having asthma. He is still alive and healthier than me. But she used to say, pull him back. So he couldn't go very often, but Amir Chand went. Anyhow, next time I went to Baba, I said, Baba, yes, I have made apsaman. Then Baba put me another question. Well, have you ever lived in a BK center for a long time? I said, Baba, yes. In Delhi, there was a center where all-rounder Dadi, Guljar Dadi's mother used to stay. So I said, yes, I took leave for 2 months and lived there, made a center, a museum, etc. Baba said, not like a guest, but like inmate. Now, if Baba says, because I was getting good money, and like a guest I go, take lot of fruits to the center, toli, etc., everybody will give me nice treatment. So Baba said, no, I said, well, I have lived as I am in job, I used to go there. Baba then even told me that, you know, if you live in a center, there may be personality clashes, there may be sanskar clashes, and it ended there. Up to that time, I never had thought that Baba is preparing me to surrender. But it was now in retrospect, I know. So it went on. Now see, after that, you know, neither Baba takes any responsibility. You are made to do by yourself. So suddenly, in Indraprastha, the Dadis were sitting, and they purchased a house in Delhi, which is called Pandav Bhavan, in 1972. The first ever property purchased by Brahma Kumaris outside of Madhuban. They never used, Baba's philosophy was not to purchase, just to take on rent. Why should we purchase properties? But the whole scenario changed, because the rents went up and the prices of property went up. Landlords started giving eviction notices. So all the BKs decided whether they borrow, they take loan, or take withdraw provident fund. Each one should have big or small own property, because our fixtures cannot be removed. So that was the first one taken. And a thought was going on in the Dadis that it's a big center, we should have a brother. Normally brothers were not encouraged to leave their jobs and become full time. We need a brother, and they thought of me. So I came to Madhuban. They told me that like this we are thinking, and you better change your job from that place to Delhi. Delhi was the headquarter of our fertilizer corporation. You come to Delhi and we have purchased a house. Suddenly I told Dadis that look, your center is in Karol Bagh area, and my office of the headquarter is in south of Delhi. And if I even come, what use I will be to you? I will come tired. That's a headquarter of fertilizer. All the financial problems will come. I will have to work 20 times more. And then now I take leave easily. There to take leave also will be not good for me. And then I will be whole day tired. Come to the center, sleep, do the class, shower and go. What good I will be to you? They said it. Baba made me to say, why don't I leave the job? I have done it for 17. They said it is for you to decide. So that time I decided to leave the job, come back to my place and resign. Now see what happens. This is the last thing I will tell you. Your time is over. Now I came, as I entered the center, my house, so there was a letter from our corporation itself for the next higher job and an interview. Because up to that, there was no interview. Now it was the higher job. So interview. So who will give an interview? Especially when I have such experience of interviews. When you are going to resign, I have decided to resign. Still, I told Sister Mohini to ask Baba that I am going to resign tomorrow. Should I appear in the interview? So this is the last episode. So at that time I was assistant finance manager. Now I asked Mohini Behen that why should I appear in interview when I am going to leave the job. But Baba sent the message, no, I have to give a month's notice before leaving the job. So up to that day, you are in this company, you have to do all that the company requires, you must appear for an interview. But it did not appeal to my mind how, even if I appear, I am selected, what good it is. After all, I am going to leave. So again I said, requested, sister, please go again. It is not clear to me, why should I appear for interview? Then Baba smiled there and clarified that even if after he leaves the job, people will ask him who he was, what was his former job from which he resigned, and if it is a higher job, that will do more service. Now this is logical. So I resigned and decided, okay, I will appear for the interview. But no mind to appear for the interview. Last scene is, the interview takes place. This is a much, much higher job and it takes place with government officials in it. There is a something called Union Public Service Commission, chairman of that, the chief financial advisor, three general managers of three companies and so on. And I am the first to be called. You know, the first candidate called is always asked more questions. They are very peaceful and easy. So I was called, they saw my record and they said, first thing, you have been there for 17 long years. If we give you this job, you have to shift to another unit. My reply, you know that there is a Brahma Kumari center in my place. There is no private accommodation in your factory. So my situation remains the same because I have no stake. Meanwhile, just after that, a phone call came and the chairperson of the interview was called by the minister of the government for some work. So he said, I am going. They said, what with the interview? You keep on asking questions. Take the interview. I will return very soon. So he went away. All of them became relaxed. And now see how it changes. Now they are relaxed. They said, I was called Mr. Anand. Mr. Anand, what are your hobbies? This is the question. Now what to say? I said, my hobby is spiritual study. What else to say? They say, oh, have you studied the Gita? That is the only book I have read. That also Hindi translation. I don't know Sanskrit. I said, yes. Which is the most important shloka of Gita? I know, but I can't render it in English, Hindi. Because I don't know Sanskrit. So I said, to me, it is manmana bhav madhya jivav. That's all. I knew the other one, but I can't render it in Sanskrit. So they nodded like this. No. The person who was asking. Then he said, oh, I said, I told you, to me, it is manmana bhav. Because unless you know God, how can you remember him? Krishna is not God. That is body. He said, no, no, okay, okay. Then he said, okay, I will ask you a question, practical question on the basis of Gita. What is that? Supposing someone is going on a road, another one is falling with a dagger to kill him. You are watching. What will you do as per Gita? I said, I am not afraid of my life or anything, but I don't take law in my hand, so I will try to report it to the nearest police person. They again nodded like this. Okay, okay, I will ask you another change. Supposing the one being chased is your own brother, what will you do? I said, to my brother, because he has become my brother, this through karma account, I have more responsibility. So I will try to see what I can do, something like that. So the other one told him, another member, look, it is 9 minutes already, let him go. So they let me go, they selected me and I resigned. This is how it happened. Okay, okay, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm sure we all enjoyed wonderful experience of Brijmohan Bhaiji. I always find a great pleasure listening to his experiences. It's very, very vivid. And this morning I just asked him, I was not sure whether he can make it or not, but with one thought he said, yes, why not? And this has been his reply always. And I find he's one of the senior brothers who never say no. And so this is a very good quality. We have to learn to be ever ready, no matter how busy one is. And so I would really like to say many, many thanks from the bottom of our hearts to our respected divine brother Brijmohan Bhaiji for being with us. So let us give a big hand, please. And we definitely look forward for your next class when you are here to meet Bab Dada. And before we have meditation, I would also like this take this opportunity to extend multi-million fold greetings for 71st Trimurti Shiv Jayanti celebrations on behalf of all the double foreigners to our brother here. One more, one hand clap.